just like to welcome everyone to our service this morning, especially all those that are visiting us. We just pray that you feel welcome and at home in our church. Today we have a special service. We're going to be honoring some fine young ladies and looking at their accomplishments and all that they've done over the past year in Missionettes. One of those ladies is Abigail Stauffer, and she is the daughter of Don and Sharon Stauffer. And the other fine young lady we have is Rachel Mannon, and she's the daughter of Pastor and Debbie Mannon. Let's open this morning's service with prayer and ask God's blessing upon it. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come together and to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for those young ladies and young people in our church that are desiring to serve you. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just give them a special blessing today. We ask that your anointing would be upon this service, that your will would be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, we're going to give out some awards to these girls. They've been working really, really hard. Sarah Inlow, Sarah has received her Anna badge, and today she'll be receiving her Anna medallion. Cassie has earned her Anna badge, and she will be getting charms today. She'll be getting her Anna charm and her Tabitha. Paula's been in our program since January, and she's earned 5 badges. She's already got them. And Hannah here, she just started, and she's almost got her Susanna badge, so just a short time. And Molly here, she's a little young for our class, but we didn't have a prim class, so we're just keeping her as an honorary stars. And I'll let you know, these are some of the units they've done this year: Life of Christ, Prayer, Introduction to Our Church, Visual Arts, Making Good Choices, Woman of the Old Testament, In His Image, Esther, Women of New Testament, and African Studies. Plus, they've earned some activity badges. They earned an industry badge, which we visited McDonald's, and that was a lot of fun, and we got ice cream free, and it was a good time. And then for fine arts, they went to the Evangel Assembly of God in Eau Claire, and they watched the resurrection play. It was called The Road to Philippi. And then for a professional badge, we had Jim Stauffer come in, and he showed us and told us how computers ran. And that was really interesting. We learned things that I didn't know, so I'm sure the kids didn't know either. So we've been working hard, and we've been having lots of fun. Thank you.
I'm the Rainbow's teacher. I also have one student that's graduating from our class this year, Rebecca Mannon. You can come up. She passed 26 units so far this year, and she's memorized 26 verses for that. So I'd like to present you with this. There you go. Thank you. Then we'll pass the service over to George Lewis, who will lead us in worship.
Good morning.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of love.
The song service this morning, Stepping in the Light, is what basically this whole service is about. We're honoring these young ladies today for the initiative that their families have taken to teach them the ways of the Savior, and for their initiative in stepping in the light. They are stepping in the light. They are accomplishing many things for Christ. They're learning about His Word. They're learning about His life. They're learning about His service. Hallelujah. And that's what this whole service is about this morning, is honoring the young people that are learning to step in the light of the Savior. And the next two songs we're doing, the next one, The Bible Stands, is Rachel's favorite, and the one after that is Jesus Is Coming Again, Abby's favorite, that's what I understand. So this service is kind of dedicated to the two young ladies that are here today doing these things. So
the Bible stands like a rock, undaunted mid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands through the hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Could we stand? Alone, I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Hallelujah.
How old are you, Rachel? 11. This is her favorite song, 11. She's 11 years old. The Bible stands every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. Hallelujah. Thank you for showing us that, Rachel. Hallelujah. Let's sing the chorus to that one more time.
The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous ones to bring, glorious carol we sing, wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again.
crowns at his feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Special by Rachel Mannon. She will be playing her harp, There Is a Fountain Free. She is our special speaker for today. She is the sectional representative for the Missionettes.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your Missionette celebration today and to share in this special time for Rachel and Abby. I would like to just take a few minutes to share what Missionettes is about, its purpose, and just a few words from my heart. What is Missionettes? Missionettes is a Christ-centered girls program. It's a training opportunity, a classroom for learning God's word, a support for growing girls, a place where girls can learn about home and foreign missions, a place for fun and games, a welcome refuge from a frightening world, a tool for reaching tomorrow's women today. Yes, Missionettes is changing the world one girl at a time. At our club meetings, they're filled with love and laughter, crafts, compassion, music, and memories. Surely Missionettes is an adventure that any girl would enjoy. There is a five-fold purpose to Missionettes. Number one is to win girls to Jesus Christ through love and acceptance. Number two, to teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded us. Number three, to provide encouragement, support, and accountability through lasting Christian relationships. Number four, to provide an environment for girls to develop their gifts and their abilities. And I'll say that harp playing was quite a gift. Number five, to acquaint them with the Great Commission of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if your church would keep these five things in focus with your missionettes, I know that God would truly bless you in the future. Now I'd like to talk to some different groups here. First, to the sponsors. Any missionette sponsors, past or present out there, I'd like you to stand right now. Current or... Okay, let's give them a applaud. I have been a sponsor for many years and a coordinator and then serving on district staff, so I know what it is to be a sponsor. Sponsors, you have really helped carry out this five-fold purpose of Missionettes on a weekly basis. You've been faithful in teaching Bible truths and then living the examples, your life and example for Christ. I encourage you to work together in unity so that the ministry here would continue so other girls would be reached for the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your willingness to teach and the giving of your time and your talents. You are appreciated. Now to the family, the friends, and to your church family, I thank you for the love and support that you have given the girls as they have journeyed towards becoming an honor star. Continue to be a source of encouragement to them. Support them with your prayers. Hold them accountable for the truths that they have learned. And be those lasting Christian relationships that they can depend on and they can rely on. I thank you for your support. Now to Abby and to Rachel. Being crowned today will signify that you have climbed the Stairway to the Stars Achievement Program. You have studied to show yourself approved to God and to others. The crown is a symbol of royalty, wear it with distinction and honor, but never forget to give God the glory. The crown also symbolizes a greater crowning day that is coming for all Christians. Revelations 2:10 reads, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." The Bible is speaking of eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord. Remain true to Jesus so that on that day you will be rewarded a greater crown. And always remember the things that you have learned in Missionettes, the different badges you have earned. I saw your sashes out there in the front, the very lovely display there with all those badges you have earned. Each badge there represents a unit of study, and there's many different units of study. Remember those central truths that you learned in each of those units. In the life of Christ, remember that Jesus is the only way to God. In the prayer unit, God wants you to talk to him about everything. In the Esther unit, that God will direct your steps. In the women of the New Testament unit, that God is calling to you to live a life pleasing to him. I encourage you to remember those central truths. like I said, there's many badges that you have earned, and treasure those memories. Treasure all your Missionette memories and all the friendships that you have made in Missionettes. Girls, would you please stand? I will now administer the Honor Star Crown and Charge. In Star Club, you have been taught and trained in Christian principles and doctrine. May the scriptures you have memorized give you a strong foundation and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be unmovable and unchangeable, regardless of what comes your way in life. You have great choices ahead of you. Always consider what Jesus would have you to do and follow his leading. I charge you to stand firm as an honor star, to keep your eyes on Jesus, and remember your pledge.
I will follow him in service, the testimonies, the attitude, and in the relationship, striving always to glorify my Lord as an honor star.
Very good. Girls, Jesus has a special plan and a purpose for your life. He will never fail you if you will follow his leading. On behalf of the Wisconsin North Michigan District Missionettes, I congratulate you, and may God bless you always. You may be seated. Thank you.
First, Pastor's going to hand out the Bible award.
Rachel and Abby, I have a certificate for each of you and a pen. Recognition of your Bible reading. They both have completed reading the New Testament in its entirety. And Rachel, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And Abby, have a certificate and a pin for you as well, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Congratulations, and God bless you both.
Now we will have Sharon Stauffer come and present the awards.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Abby and Rachel for being honor pupils for 3 years. They diligently studied, they diligently memorized their memory verses, and they were helpful and to new girls, and they had open arms for all of the missionettes, including even the rainbows. They were very good, and I really appreciated that. I was a real joy to have Abby and Rachel in my class. At this time, I would like to give them an honor star pin, an honor charm for their bracelet, an honor star medallion, a certificate for completing 31 units. They only needed to complete 27, and they went steps ahead. They would have completed all 36 except for snowstorms, and we had to take some vacation sometimes, and et cetera, et cetera. A letter of congratulations from Mary Dodson, who is the Missionette Coordinator for the Wisconsin and Northern Michigan District Assemblies of God. And finally, a National Assemblies of God recognition, the Stairways of the Star Achievement Program.
Now we will have the mothers come and crown their daughters. It's with great honor and privilege that we crown you girls honor stars. Now we will have the honor star. You can light your candle. Next, we will have a special by Abigail Stauffer. She will be singing One Day.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, One day Winston was as black as could be. Jesus came for to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, free thee forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to down the tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, free thee forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they left him alone in the garden. One day he rested from suffering free. Angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, free thee forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolls away from the door. Then he arose, for death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Now we will have Jill Burton. She's going to come and present the girls with some gifts.
On behalf of our women's ministries groups, in honor of your crownings, I present you with these two gifts and congratulations.
Now we will have Don Stauffer come in distance and have the prayer for the girls.
Let's all bow before the Lord, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for the opportunity these girls have taken to learn your word and to study. And Lord, as they've learned your word, Lord, help them to remember it in their hearts and throughout their life. And Lord, just keep a hunger in their hearts for you to study more. And Lord, as their example, help them to be example to other girls, to show them the way to you. And Lord, we just thank you that they've had the opportunity to do this. And Lord, we just give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great to the heavens, and thy faith. Let thy glory. above the heavens. Let thy glory, let thy glory, let thy glory be over all the earth.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all.
is higher than any other. You are God, there is none beside thee. Oh Lord, we exalt you, we bless you.
Would you remain standing, please, for the reading of God's Word? Turn in your Bibles to the 144th Psalm, Psalm 144, and verse 12. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Nothing against sons today, but I'm going to take the heart of the message and the second clause there, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. You may be seated. May the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning. I like picture books. Don't laugh. Even though I can read now and I'm getting older, I still like books with pictures in them. The Bible points us to several pictures of godly children. And we see in this verse a couple of those pictures. An example for us, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Word pictures are powerful ways to communicate truth. For example, a little boy saw a farmer hauling manure. And the little boy ran up to the farmer and he said, "What are you going to do with that manure?" And the farmer responded, "I'm going to put it on my strawberries." "Ooh," said the little boy, "I put sugar on mine." Now, why do we laugh? We laugh because we get a picture in our mind. And that picture in our mind is humorous. I would like to consider this word picture today in our text as it relates to our daughters. Daughters are to be in a manner that compares to stones in the temple. The cornerstone is the most precious and the most elegant stone in the building. And so our daughters are to be like Jesus, who is also referred to as a cornerstone. The prophecy for this comes in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth not shall not make haste." He that believeth shall not make haste. The fulfillment of that verse is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, where it says, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner." And then Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20 adds, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." So Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, and our daughters are like him. Our daughters are like cornerstones. But these are not just cornerstones, these are polished cornerstones. They stand out. It describes a beauty and a brightness. I'm not just talking today about an outward beauty, because if that's all there is, it's shallow. I'm talking about the beauty inside of a person. I'm talking about the beauty of character. I'm talking about the beauty of holiness. It shows up in the smile. It shows up in the countenance. It shows up in the eyes. A radiance comes out. The renowned Quaker scholar Rufus Jones was speaking on the importance of having a radiant countenance. After his address, a woman, who he described with an almost unbelievably plain face, came up and asked him what he would do if he had a face like hers. And he replied, "While I have troubles of mine own in that regard, I've discovered that if you light it up from within, almost any old face will do." And I believe that's true. If you light it up from within, if you light it up with Jesus Christ, Almost any face you have can be a radiant countenance. It will show up. It will be demonstrated in your countenance, in your eyes, in your smile. First of all, the smile. I'll give you a very inexpensive way to increase your looks. Learn to smile. A smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. Holiday Inn, when looking for 500 new people to fill 5,000 positions in a new facility that they had erected, had the hotel managers screen out all the candidates who smiled fewer than four times during the interview. And that applied to everyone who was applying for the job, no matter what position, no matter what category, all of them had to have smiled at least four times in order to be hired. The radiance will come out in your smile. A radiance will come out in the countenance. In Psalm 43, verses 3 through 5, we read, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O my God. And then he says, asks a question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, the health of my countenance and my God. In this passage, David was asking the Lord to send his light and his truth. This prayer was prophetic as well as practical, for David needed the help of the Lord, but he's also asking for Jesus because we know that Jesus is the light of the world and he is the truth. And then in verse 5, David says that his countenance, and the word rendered health here was very interesting. The word rendered health is Yeshua, which is Hebrew for Jesus. So he's really saying that Jesus is the health of my countenance and my God. And you can't go wrong with that when you have Jesus as your countenance. He will shine brightly, and he will shine in you, and he will shine through you, and it will be demonstrated for all to see. During the 30 years' war in Europe, the king of Sweden, Gustavus Adolphus, was slain while his troops were winning the battle at Lutzen. We know that now as part of Germany. Sweden was thrown into mourning, and government officials met to determine who would be the next king. Some suggested a republic. Others thought that the crown should go to his cousin, the king of Poland. The Polish kings, for we have in our midst, let there be no talk of a republic or of Polish kings, the Chancellor of Sweden said, for we have in our midst the heir of the great King Gustavus, his little daughter who is 6 years of age. Some protested that they had never seen her. The Chancellor said, wait a minute, and I will show you. He brought in Christiana, the daughter of the king, and he placed her on the throne. One of the representatives, who was especially suspicious of the move, pressed forward and gazed intently into her eyes. And then he exclaimed, look at her nose. Look in her eyes. Notice her chin. I see in this child the countenance and the features of the great king. She is the child of the king. And then from all quarters of the room rang out the proclamation, Christiana, Queen of Scotland. My prayer is that the world would look at our daughters, and they would see in our daughters the countenance of the king, and they would cry out, look at their features. We see in them the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Their countenance reveals the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then the bright eyes. The radiance will be demonstrated in the bright eyes. You talk about influence. Few have more influence than godly young people. I don't know if the young people realize that today, but few have more godly influence than beaming young people that are sold out for the Lord. In fact, I heard of a certain group of young people that were visiting a Muslim country. The leaders of that country said to the young people's leader, your young people's eyes are so bright. Could you come and teach our young people what you teach these young people so that our young people could have bright eyes like that? That was a Muslim country. They were not interested in the things of God. They were not interested in God at all. But when they saw the countenance of these young people, they wanted their young people to have what they had. The same thing happened with a similar group of young people, only that time it was in an atheist country. Remember what Jesus said? The light of the body is the eye. He also said, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so we are to let the light of our eyes so shine before men that they will see the good works that we do for them and glorify our Father who is in heaven. But notice that the works do not shine, the light does. Those who want the truth will come to the light. Those who are evil will stay away from the light, lest their deeds be reproved. John 3:20-21, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so for just the couple of minutes that we have remaining, I would like to share with you how you can get light in your eyes. How can you get light in your eyes? Number one, keep God's commandments. Keeping God's commandments produces light in your eyes. The relationship between the commandments and light in our eyes is given in Psalm 19 and verse 8. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 8, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Those who keep the commandments of the Lord will have enlightened eyes, will have bright eyes. When we do good works with light in our eyes, it causes the heart to rejoice. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 30 says, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart. And so you keep commandments, God's commandments, you get light in your eyes, and that light in turn produces a radiance and a joy in your heart. So keep God's commandments, number one. Number two, have a single eye. Singleness of eye produces light in our eyes. Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, Jesus again speaking says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be filled with darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? The singleness of eye is apparently aimed at convincing the listener that he should have singleness of purpose. The Bible is talking about singleness of eye. It means having a single purpose. We find this well described for us in Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, in connection with the eye, where it says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Eye service is compared to singleness of heart, which of course implies a fixed motive, a firm resolve, and a steadfast resolution to walk in the light. And so a good question this morning for all of us, not just our daughters here this morning, for our sons and for us as well, adults and parents. The question is this: can people see the light of God in me? Can people see the light of God in me? There should be a brightness in your countenance. There should be a smile in your voice. People should be able to see that something is different about you, like Moses coming down from the mountain. His face shone when he was in the presence of the Lord. There should be something different and special about your countenance. Can people see the light of God in you? Today we are honoring stars. I think that is an appropriate name because stars shine. And young ladies should shine too. And they should be polished, shining brightly for Jesus Christ, whom they serve with singleness of heart. Today we are not only honoring stars, we are honoring honor stars. And Abby and Rachel, I just want to say to you that in my book, you are both honor stars. And my prayer is that you would continue to allow yourselves to be like
cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. You would be the most important and the most eloquent stones in all the building of God's house. Can I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? While the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, in answer to the question, can people see the light of God in me? I would like you to answer that question to yourself this morning. Can people see the light of God in me? Am I letting my light shine before men, that they see my good works and are glorifying my Father, which is in heaven? Is there a radiance in me, a beauty of holiness on the inside that is showing up on the outside? I don't care how beautiful you are on the outside today. I'm concerned with the inside. And I know people who would be considered average looking on the outside, but because of the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, they have a beauty that is unmatched. I would challenge you today to work to have that light. Learn to keep God's promises. Learn to have a single focus, that everything you would do heartily, not unto men, but unto the Lord. And if you are making that commitment today, that decision that you will do your work with the idea of letting your light shine and doing it heartily as for the Lord, I wonder if you would raise your hand to him up and then down. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for these hands today. Lord, it's our desire to represent you and to represent you well. And I thank you for all of these stars. And may they continue to shine brightly. And Lord, may there be something in them that shows up on the outside that others would want. And for Rachel and Abby, we pray your blessing today upon them. We thank you for these precious children, these gifts, these rewards that belong to Don and Sharon and Debbie and myself. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to do a good work in them, that you would perform it, that you would complete it, that you would bring them to full maturity. We thank you, Lord, for that work that has begun, and we thank you for the missionette program and those that are willing to work and to lead and to guide them and to teach them. Bless them, especially today, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I have Nora to come forward. She's going to give you a quick announcement and have a word of prayer.
I have to say, I was thinking back there, I know what my announcement is, but I felt like I should say something in addition to it, and that was before Pastor started talking, and I thought, wow, those girls sure are polished up today. And then I was thinking, but I know both of those girls very well, and I do know that they're polished inside too, which is much more important than even that bath that they had this morning. So my quick announcement is, out of respect for our honor stars, we'd ask that they'd be able to eat first along with their family and along with Mary Townsend and her family. And Mr. Brogdon, will you please dismiss us and bless the food downstairs?
Dear Jesus, thank you for this time honoring these girls. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord. We ask blessings on the food and the fellowship. And Lord, we're thankful for your love and mercy. In Jesus' name, I pray.